All right, it's Monday, the 21st of September. And there we go. You know what's next. You know the line. Do you remember? You know the song. So, one of the things that I've been thinking about this morning is... No, that's not it. I've been watching the... Social Dilemma on Netflix, documentary on Netflix, and interesting. And it's not, I mean, about a third of the way through. And it's not that I didn't know any of the stuff that they're presenting so far, but it just brings to light for me just how much this little device that I'm holding in my hand right now controls my life, our lives. It's a necessity almost of the 21st century. So much of our lives are tied into it, and so much more is gonna get tied into it as we're doing, watching our movies, doing our banking, doing our communicating, doing our talking, doing our identity even, our shopping, our spending. The phone is the central component to our society and just becoming even more central to that, to our everyday living, basically. And, you know, just watching and listening to the guys that have formerly worked at Facebook and Google and Twitter, and, you know, they make a system that's designed to make you want to stay within that system. So for them, and I thought this was an interesting point one of the guys made, was that if you're not buying something, if you're not buying a product and you're getting this thing for free, then you are the product, which is how these social networks work. As in, you know, there was like three pillars they outlined, one being engagement, one being advertisement. I can't remember off the top of my head the third one, but those two big pillars there. And so the product or the online service, the social media platform, has to get you to engage with the platform and stay there so that they have time to serve you up ads. And because they have so much data on you, like big data, like, you know, they were pointing out that everything you do on the phone is recorded and tracked, from how long you look at a picture, to what you like, to what you're searching for, to what you have in your calendar. You know, everything is tracked to the point, but they have so much data on you that they can use it to predict what you're going to do next. What are the things you're going to want to buy or need? Or so that right at the point that you're getting ready to make a decision to, say, buy something, for instance, voila, there's an ad that'll show up of that very thing that you were looking for, seemingly by magic. This is quite scary when you think about that, because they talk about the fact that, you know, same happens with elections and things, just working on your periphery and your subconscious mind, or dropping things in to influence how you might vote, for instance. And then I was thinking, well, how could a person get away from this? How can I break away? And I know it's the easy thing to say, well, just turn the phone off and put it down. And that's becoming increasingly more difficult to do, because it's your communication device, your emails are here, your phone's here, the people that are close to your friends, work colleagues even, we're all interacting through this phone. So just to say, turn it off and put it down, is a solution, but it's a short-term fix. It's not a longer-term fix. Oh,